where he said, Julian leads by example. Does he go to morning meeting puja? I know that tends to be
no, that's, for no, 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 he doesn't never go. It's been years since he's been to morning meeting puja.
So that's in line with the Thai sort of way of doing
it? Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, in the sense of their, you know, some of the other senior monks pick up. But the reality is that your morning and evening pujas, if you're at Wat Pa Phong, can be pretty spotty.
I know when I was there for Pansa, he made a point of coming for about the first month to morning and evening puja, but then went off and was doing other things because there was a lot of newly ordained monks. I remember one morning puja, opening my eyes during the puja. It was really interesting, just completely silent. You wouldn't have known he got up, but Wapralim had gotten up and he was walking through everybody, just looking at people. And just going up and down, and everybody was but completely silent. And, fascinating.
Did Ajahn Chah go to morning meeting?
By the time I was there, no. He would show up from time to time, just to sort of see what was going on, but he wasn't going to morning meeting preachers.
Do you know if it, I mean, early days of Bonatan, was it always practice on your own? Do you know, did they have morning meeting preachers?
I don't think so. It's a different model.
Okay.
The kind of the W Forest tradition tends to not have meetings, and Ajahn Chah is a bit different. It's interesting that he got that model of the, you know, morning pujas from Ajahn Thongpa, and he felt that it was a really good. A good model, and actually there's these days there's, I think there's within the W Force tradition there's more structure, more evening coaches. So I know what Dan he's got a large community. I think when the community is smaller, then of course it's a lot different. And Mubo Ben in particular felt that it was useful, necessary, helpful.
Does he go?
That I don't know. That I don't. I doubt it. Oftentimes the senior monks are on the, they'll delegate.
You know, there was a time too when a lot of people, like too many people, really were going to skipping evening puja and going to Lumpur Liam's Kuti to help with the massage, and there was just way too many people there. And I remember him saying, you could hear the chanting in the distance of evening puja, and people were saying, oh, it's nice that some people are practicing over there.
I lived with Pante Gunaratana. I was trying to get up early enough to beat him to the morning meditation. I never did. He'd be there 2 hours before the morning meditation. He'd still be already be there.
I made it once before. It was 2:30.
Yeah.